Nika, this is going to be an amazing episode. It's my homeboy, Kareem. He don't want me to tell his last name because he want to keep his job. Whatever. But we talk about politics, the political climate. We talk about hip-hop, drug dealing, the Innocence Project, all the things that just makes us a cluster crap of emotional instability. But you're going to have a good time. Take a look. Make sure that you subscribe and like.
Welcome to With Me Tonight, a podcast hosted by me, the hilariously funny, that's right, I said it, Onika McLean. I am a New York City comedian and legal professional. I am a mom, I'm a friend, I'm a lover. I've had so many different lives, and we're going to talk about those lives. We're going to interview those people that have inspired me, encouraged me. We're going to get funny, we're going to get political. We're going to do all things that human beings get to do in a flawed, hilariously funny way. Welcome, welcome, welcome to another smash hit episode of With Me Tonight. I am your host, Onika McLean. Oh, we had a great episode last week. It was so amazing, right? Oh, shit, with my little daughter talking all her nonsense. We can do a little recap about her. So she's still trying to get her unemployment benefits for 2 months, but she doesn't think that she needs to call them because, you know, she's not in dire straits. So she's like, so what should I do? I said, act like you can't pay your bills. She was like, well, how does that work? I'm like, bitch, okay. If you can't pay your bills, what you think gonna happen? She was like, but my bills are really just my cell phone bill, and they told me that they'll wait for 3 months. I said, so what if you had to leave, if you couldn't get food to eat? And she's like, food to eat? You sound like an after-school special mom. Like, you need to chill out. No, you need to chill out. Are you okay, so anyway, back to my privileged-ass kids. Hey, guys, welcome to the show. I missed you guys. I missed you so very much. But don't you worry, because I had you in mind when I was having my conversations throughout the week. And I was like, wait a minute. This show is all about my contacts, my community, the people that I know that's dope as F. And so I bring them all together. And that's what's With Me Tonight is all about. And today, I am not disappointing you. I am not disappointing you at all. Oh, my God. So amazing. So I have like the dopest ass conversations with some crazy people. They make me funnier. So when you're a comedian, there are certain people that you talk to, and when you talk to them, you're fucking hilarious. There's certain people that you talk to because they're like thieving ass other comics that you can't say anything to, because any concept that you come up with, they got a pen and start writing your shit down. So you got to like just stay in the corner, just be looking at them like, I hate these motherfuckers, hate these motherfuckers. But there's other people you call in your life that is outside of comedy. There's funny comedians that I talk to that make me funnier too. But there's other people in my life that make me, like, after I get off the phone with that person, I can write an hour because all the stuff that we covered. Kareem is one of those dudes. Kareem, welcome to the show.
You.
Yeah. Everything is wonderful. How are you holding up in this little pandemic?
Yo, man. I'm an introvert naturally. So this is a dream, yo. I'm thriving.
You thriving in this
thriving
mess? You just chilling like, I'm gonna just be home again. I'm gonna be home again and again, and I'm gonna just be home again. And you know what I'm gonna do on Saturday? Be home.
I'm gonna be home.
It's gonna keep on being home while the extra...
I go outside, you know, I get my little workout on outside and stuff, I walk, you know, but I'm not caught up in all the extrovertness and needing to be around people all the time, man. People are nasty, yo. This is what Corona is teaching us. People are nasty.
What you mean people are nasty? Like, they're like, yo, hygienically?
Is at a low, son. People's hygiene is crazy.
I know. Wait, I was, you know what it is? Because we're all, and I'm not going to say I'm nasty because I'm not nasty, but you do get a little lax because now everything is on video conferencing, video, whatever. So I'm talking to my friend, right? And she's like, boo. And we're in a conversation. So I said, wait, I got to use the bathroom. So I use the bathroom. And then I'm coming out the bathroom. She said, you ain't going to wash your hands. I was like, wait, I'm home, bitch. I'm home. You're right. It was so disrespectful of me to do that with a witness. Like, I was like, damn, I did. So then I lied, right? I went to another like sink and I was like, no, because I didn't have the right. And I was lying. Yo, I was straight lying.
Yo, you terrible, yo.
I was straight lying because I felt so embarrassed. I'm a big grown lady. Yeah, society is nasty. You're right.
Yeah. Yeah, that's a fact.
So, okay, Kareem, how did we meet?
Yo, you work with my best friend, Evan.
Yeah.
And we met at some rooftop spot where I just kind of showed up and a whole bunch of people from your job were all there.
We met at Haven.
I didn't hear that.
It was called Haven.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And, yo, when I approached, you were like, yo, you're best friends with him? You must be an asshole.
Yeah, because he's like an asshole. He's not an asshole. He's cool, but most people would think that he's an asshole because he's like all debonair and Cartier this and, you know.
Yeah.
He is. You know how, you know. Come on. When we do Zoom meetings, we're going to just keep him nameless until I get him on the show. When we do Zoom meetings, he's lives over Astor Place. So he positions himself right where so everybody could see his fucking view. And I'm like, what an asshole you are. What an asshole you are. You know why other people on a Zoom meeting with their face all close to the camera because they don't want you to see their shit because they ain't got shit. Like, he's like, this is how I'm living. And then he always has like a glass of Glenlivet. Or like just, I'm like, my dude, would you stop with this pomp and circumstance? So go ahead. Sorry.
I mean, I can't say that you're not being truthful in your assessment.
I was like, how you meet this dude? Because he was like, I want you to meet my best friend, Kareem. And I was like, your best friend, Kareem. And I was thinking that you were going to be Carlton from The Fresh Prince.
Word is like that.
I was like, why they named that black boy Kareem and he white on the inside?
Nah, my parents are righteous, yo.
I met them. I was like, wait a minute. I was just waiting for you to talk. You didn't see how I was looking at you? Because you came in with a fedora and like pink pants on. It was like the summertime.
Nah, you looked like pink pants.
What'd you have on? You had on color. It was yellow. You had on like fedora. Like you were looking like I'm an asshole. And then you start talking. I was like, wait, this nigga woke as fuck. Wait a minute. I was like, wait a minute.
You know, I blend in anywhere, man. I'm camouflage.
Camouflage. Yeah, we had a good night. We drank and drank and drank.
Yes, we did.
We never stopped drinking. That was a good night.
It was a good night, man. And yo, the friendship has maintained throughout the years.
Yes, he's coming to my shows, giving me advice. You know, I don't like that. I like this. You should keep working on that. You should do this. And I'm like, tell me about... I'm always trying to get in his business romantically. Tell me about the bitch you fucking with. And he's like, listen. Okay. Let me tell you what happened. There's always something happened. So that's dope. So tell me about your job. Tell me about Kareem.
So what do you want to know about me? Well, number one, I am not a person who is generally putting myself out there for people to get a ton of insight into who I am and how I move.
That's why we're not saying his last name.
It's real love that I'm out here using my actual government. And
it's not your whole government, though. It's only the first one.
But I work for the Innocence Project. I am a forensic policy analyst, and my background is in forensic science. I was a DNA analyst for New York City for 9 years, and then I was an analyst out in California for a year. And the game is all messed up when it comes to the, I don't want to say it's justice, but the legal system and how the United States work is fucked up. And no side is good, but I work with defense attorneys and people who do post-conviction work to get people who are wrongfully convicted out of jail.
Wow. That is some righteous work. That is some righteous work. Like, you make me want to smoke a blunt right now. Like, just now. I don't even smoke blunts, but this is like, you know how people try to act like they righteous and you like, no, I'm righteous. Like, I really know. And I know policy. Like you could say, it's really fucked up, man. Hell. But I can get into the details of the shit. It's a little different.
That's true. That is true. It's, everything. Yo, you can't trust anything. That's how I look at it.
Really?
I mean, yo, by design, we should all be inquisitive, mm-hmm. and you shouldn't just be taking shit at face value because people lie.
Yeah.
Just like you lied about washing your damn hands.
And I had, but my shit was a good lie because then I still washed them. I washed them while she was right there on the phone. So like it settled her down a little bit.
She should have felt
judgmental, but that was my hope. I was like, I hope to swish this on her and so that she could feel like she shouldn't be saying stuff like that to me. I don't know if it worked, but that was my attempt.
Okay.
That was my attempt. So let me tell you. So how did you get into this work? Like, what made you want to start?
So, yo, it's crazy because I feel like I've lived through some shit, mm-hmm. and I graduated college in like 2001, right before September 11th, mm-hmm. and yo, that shit fucked up the economy and people lost their jobs, and so I was doing some work out at my local municipality, handing out death certificates, marriage licenses, and birth certificates. Learned a lot of shit there, yo. Learned a lot of shit.
Vital statistics.
Vital statistics, exactly. And then from there, I got a pamphlet because I was a bio major when I was in college. And I
did you
want
to go to medical school?
Huh?
Did you want to go to medical school?
I did. I wanted to go to dental school.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
I wanted to go to dental school, and that was the plan for a minute. And then life shit happens, and you know things go left, and you gotta just maneuver.
Yeah.
But
talking weed.
Circling back, I got a pamphlet from Pace University that was starting up a forensic science program. I enrolled, and you know, within 2 years, I was working at the Medical Examiner's Office of New York City.
Wow. And then it just started taking off from there. That's just how it goes.
And then then you're in that shit.
And then you in it, right? Because it just like sucks you in. Because now, do you like have to visit prisoners and stuff like that?
Right now in my current position, nah, man. I get to work from the lovely office that my organization is in Tribeca. Mm-hmm. And I get to read a lot of cases. I look at a lot of DNA work. And I get to have interactions with our exonerees who come through. So like people who, you know, the Central Park Five are people who I've met mm-hmm. in our office.
Oh, they millionaires now. Tell them, give them my number. One of them. Any one of them. Wait, let me see.
I don't know, man. You might have some stiff competition,
right? I know. Bitches is on them, right? Bitches
are on them. Raven Santana is Dayton's Delicious, yo, from Flavor of Love. So.
Yeah, she got keloids like me. I'm saying, I could do some more sit-ups and I could do some more squats. And she that cuter than me. We the same age. I mean, okay, maybe not.
Yeah, she did have some face work. Uh-huh. Yo, you don't need any, though. You're good.
I'm good.
You're good.
Yeah, I need a haircut though, bad. Yo, I don't know. What's up.
Don't even talk about that. I wear hats inside because I'm just.
Yo, I'm about to wear Yankee fitted. I'm about to just walk around with Yankee fitted. Me and Jay-Z got it locked crazy.
Anyway, so my job allows me to meet people. And I do a lot of work with trying to make sure that what you see on television as far as forensic science mm-hmm. isn't applied that way in real life.
Okay.
And so when people get up on the stand and they testify that they are giving truthful and honest accounts of the science without overstating what they want to say to get somebody locked up.
Right. Right. I got you. You know, like Charles Hines used to be the Brooklyn DA.
Yes.
And it's so crazy because this guy used to go to, he's departed now, but Ken Thompson had gotten his position, and Ken had overturned so many wrong convictions. Like damn near, he was up to like 30. And all he did as the DA was go in and look at the files because they had the evidence that would send the guys home, but Charles Hines never brought forth that information, and he was never convicted. Like they just act like nothing happened, and it's Brooklyn. Yeah. It's like the craziest shit. And then Ken died like suddenly.
Yeah, man. That shit was crazy.
Yeah, that is so crazy. We went to church together. I'm friendly with his wife. That's his widow. That's so crazy that this happens so often. You always think about like, what is it about Black people that so many systems are set up to crush us? Like that is...
That's
damn.
America.
So, but damn America, you know what I'm saying? I'm saying, damn America. If you damn, like it's like I owe you money, right? This is how I see America, and I'm a capitalist. I am a capitalist, right? I like my shit, stuff that I should not like. I don't fucking like it. But anyway, I'm an '80s baby. I could say we didn't have nothing, but that's a lie because my mother was beautiful and she always had a husband taking care of us. I mean, it was never her husband, but y'all fathers was good. Y'all fathers is good to us. My mother's no fucking fool. But okay, but I just think about it. It's like America, you owe us, my dude. Like you got mad, you owe us. And you still like, fuck that. You mad at me because you owe me? Like that is the craziest thing. And you gonna set up systems to like destroy me? But why? Like we just can't live like Rodney King said, we all just can't. Get along, America. I'm saying.
Well, yeah, you know the answer to that already.
Yeah, but come on, B. Like, come on, B. Like, come on. I'm not Black. I'm OJ. Okay, America. I'm gonna believe your lies. Just stop coming for my neck. Damn, I already got alopecia.
Somebody's always got to be at the bottom, yo. That's how it works.
Yeah, but why gotta be us? You know, and this is the thing, right? I always say this too. I don't know how you feel about this. Add to this. But it's like everybody's jocking for number two. All ethnicities, right? Chinese, like the Russians, the Jews, everybody like, I'm trying to be number two. Like, you know, number one is available. You know what I'm trying to say? You could go for the top spot, my dude. Like, we can all just.
Well, the thing is that yo, everybody else gets to assimilate a lot easier.
Yeah, because they
everybody
you know
gets
why?
To assimilate, and so like when you think about it, and people who want to get like you know, I am not a lawyer by any means. I know some things about the law. I could be absolutely wrong in the shit that I'm saying, but I'm just going to rant because I have the space right now.
Yeah, that's right.
But when you think about it, this country was founded. It was founded for Anglo-Saxon white men. That's who wrote the Constitution. Mm-hmm. And over the years. You know,
well, they took that ride. They was like, you know what?
Well, I mean, the thing is that like, you know, when you talk about like the native New Yorkers and the people, when you look at like gangs in New York, they were English mm-hmm. and the Irish people were terrible. Italians were all bad. Everybody was bad. But then they all slowly got to assimilate.
They were like, okay, we're cool. It's the money.
We were here before all of them shits.
But it's the money. It's the money, though. It's the money. Because I say that to my Jewish friends. Shout out to Jewish people. I say that all the time. I'm like, y'all was down with civil rights, too. Remember, it was like no Blacks, no gays, no Jews. Now, how much did y'all spend to get out of this shit? Because I want to start putting some money on it. You know what I'm saying? I'm tired of being a target. Okay.
Yo, the thing is that like we've never been able to practice community economics.
And that's what that is, yeah.
And every time we have, the government has come through and destroyed it and then plays on the fact that you destroyed us from thriving so you can keep us dependent.
Shout out to Atlanta. Don't go to the barbershops and the beauty parlors. Think about it.
Yo, that's the shit,
ain't
man.
Ain't no country clubs open, Atlanta. Just think about it. When you go in general,
because this is the shit that gets me like twisted about all these people who are out protesting going back to work. Like, just because work opens back up doesn't mean that I am going to spend any money in any of these establishments that are going to supposedly pay you.
Right.
Like, we all have to go back to spending money being out in order for you to want to go to work.
Right. The economy got to open back up before you want to, right, engage.
But it's not even the economy open back up. Like your personal trust and faith in people's nastiness has to be overcome. Like,
oh, but people don't care. People are still, come on, Kareem, think about this. People are like, oh my God, I don't want anybody to breathe on me. But they're ordering food from restaurants.
I mean, yo, you're right. Cause I've done that myself.
I'm just saying, my dude, McDonald's chicken nuggets is still fucked up. You know what I'm saying? So I'm saying when the producer, Adam, you can chime in whenever you want to, but when the producer came, I sprayed him down with Lysol like if it was cologne. I was like, turn around, put your arms up. Like, he put his arms up. He had to put his mask back on. He got a haircut, talking about he did his own hair. Fucking liar. He got a bootleg.
Yo, haircut
while I'm looking crazy.
How symmetrical is
it? No, he is symmetrical. He looked good.
Oh, yeah. He definitely has somebody come through.
He said, just look on YouTube.
Nah, that don't help you with the back of your neck.
No,
bro.
Even the back, he got it. He got it. He looked dope. He said, you just do a fade. He said, go by the skull. It's not that hard. He said, it's not that hard. Yo, shout out to the barbers. It's like, shut the hell up, Adam. Shut the fuck up right now. Yo, it's so crazy. He coming here looking all good. He's clean shaven. He looked like, he's not really socially distancing either, right? So I spray Adam down. He's not socially distant.
I am now.
You still on Tinder, oh, that motherfucker? Oh, he said he only seen me. That's why he was looking at my ass when he walked in. I got on yoga pants. He was like, Jesus, I hope she don't catch me. Needless to say, I don't care. I don't care.
Immediately.
I get it, Adam. I get it. It's a lot. He said it's plenty of ass on the internet. Okay. Back to what you were saying. I didn't take over. I do that sometime. I'm sorry.
No, it's all good, man, yo. It's your platform, yo. I'm following where you lead.
No, I shouldn't have done that because what happens is I forget where the fuck I was going. So go ahead.
I mean, where we left off in the combo was I took a tangent. I started talking about people going back to work.
Right. But, right. Mm-hmm. The belief in their nastiness. Right. The belief in their nastiness. But
right,
people eating that food though. So,
I mean, but like the thing is that I shouldn't even say nastiness. It's just the fact that we don't know how many people are carriers, and so, you know, what do restaurants need? They want steady people coming through so they can turn over seats so that they can be profitable. But if you cut that in half and you have more time between sitting people, mm-hmm. like they're not profitable.
Right. 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 And why are we going out to eat? Because our new normal is, why not just cook the stuff?
But you still have to worry about the fact that, like, yo, the food supply chain is in dire straits, yo. Like, they ain't producing meat. I guess we'll all be vegans or vegetarians.
They're not producing meat because people are trying to be healthy and they know that that's not going to help you.
Well, no, people are getting COVID in all these factories.
They're getting COVID right there later. But two of my friends had COVID. Yo, they lost so much weight. Their stomachs are flat. Like, sorry. I need to get your shit together. But I don't want COVID. But I was like, shit. You know how long I was trying to get? Okay. Shut up. Before somebody protests because their grandmother passed. I'm sorry, guys. It's serious work. It is serious.
Man, we gotta laugh through these times, man. I appreciate you helping me laugh.
I'm just saying. I was like, damn. She's like, I already lost 13 pounds. I said, shit, bitch. In 3 days?
Trying to get on that COVID diet?
I'll go over there and cough. I'll be like, just cough on my neck, bitch. Just a little bit of it. I don't want the whole thing. I just want pneumonia. I don't want...
You don't want to breathe.
I want to be able to breathe. I just want pneumonia. Because if I can just get pneumonia, I can get a six-pack. I want to try to get that V. You know, I've been trying to get that V my whole life, but I can't get the V. You know, okay.
I know what you're talking about.
You know that V that that D'Angelo had in that video?
Yes.
Well, he was just sitting up there talking about, how does it feel? Like, I always say, I'm like, I don't know how I feel, D'Angelo, but it looked like it feel hard and nice. And I was, okay.
Yeah, you wilding out, yeah?
I'm sorry. I can't go too long without doing this podcast because when I need to talk, when I can't talk my shit, it just wells up inside of me.
Go for it.
Let's talk about hip hop. Let's talk about hip hop. Okay. The state of hip hop. What are your thoughts on it?
Right now, I'm loving it. because I watch all of these DJ sets that people are doing. So I generally watch Questlove. He has a joint on YouTube that he does every night. He also does it through IG and I think Periscope, Twitter, all that stuff, you know. But Tony Touch has had a set. Just Blaze has had a set. Yo, everybody's doing these dope sets. Jazzy Jeff. And I get to hear the shit that I love.
Yeah. Oh, so you're just having a fun time in that house. You're having a fun time in that little introverted house. Like, yeah, turn it up. You're having a dance party by yourself or you just chilling out. Just listening to it, vibing.
I'm just chilling out. I'm chilling out and I'm vibing.
When I hear those DJ sets, I be doing the damn moonwalk. I be doing the running man. I be jumping up and down here, you know, because I'm more hype all the time.
Yo, get it out, man. Get it out. I'm always laid back. So, you know, I don't do anything that's going to make me sweat.
So what about those battles? Are you looking at those battles?
Yo, I love the RZA and DJ Premier joint. They say that Dr. Dre and Puffy are supposed to be next. And that should be good, considering that it's questionable if either of those two actually produce anything. But that's
Dr. Dre is a producer. No, you don't think so?
Yo, they all have teams of dudes that produce for them. Mm-hmm. And then they come in and like, yo, I executive produce because I turned this knob.
And it was my money. Because it's my exactly. Studio. Because my studio, my dude. Yeah, Puffy's a producer?
Yo.
Take that. He the Kirk Franklin. That's like Kirk Franklin is a singer. He be like, Jesus. Yes.
Yo, Lord. Those are the things that made ad-libs what they are today, though.
Yeah, I'd be like, holla, holla. You be like, that is not a lyric. Holla, holla? Okay, I'm just saying.
I told you that we won't stop.
Thought I said it. Said it twice. I said it twice. And I meant that shit. So you don't like, you said mumble rap. You don't like the new, you don't like the little Easy Vert and the baby and little baby and baby cat and big pussy pap Megan Thee Stallion and
I don't listen to any of that.
You don't listen to that stuff. That trap music is hot sometimes. Are you kidding me? Trap music be getting me through the day. I mean, I don't know what the hell they be saying, but the beat works. It's like boom 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 boom. You don't like that?
I like old school gangster and killing, yo. And crack sales.
Be like this. Be like, he didn't die at the top of the steps. I was dead. How you know, DMX? How you know he didn't die at the top of the steps? Like you think you're a whole gangster.
I can't do it. I can't do it. Nah.
Even Megan Thee Stallion. She bad and bougie and ratchet.
I mean, she's insta-thought.
But I mean, Lil' Kim brought that to the surface. So they just all following Lil' Kim's lead, you know?
Exactly. Adina Howard, too. Shout out to Adina Howard.
But she had one hit. Like,
I mean, she's a freak, though.
But that was only one time. You can't still be a freak. Adina Howard is somebody's first lady at a church.
we all remember that album cover.
Freak in the morning, freak in the evening. Just like me, bitch. You are not sleepy. You are doing it in the morning and in the night. I need a nap. I was like, damn, Adina, I need a nap. No. Yeah, it's true. I was listening this morning to Fat Boys. I'm from East New York, so I don't know. Just something came. I had this because everybody, I know you can't see me, but follow my Instagram, which is Onika D. McLean. I got on a Fila Windbreaker. And I just put on a bucket hat and I just started like rocking out the Fat Boys because I'm from East New York. And I was like, Fat Boys are back. And then when they was doing like this. That was creativity.
Indeed, man.
And then can you feel it? The human beatbox. And I'm doing this while I'm working for the people. I'm working for the man, but I need to make sure that my energy stay the way it needs to stay. And that kind of music does that, right?
Yes. Yes, it does. For me.
Yeah.
For me. Because it's not about everything being melodic, because that's what these new dudes do. Everything is melodic and that shit like puts me to sleep.
It does?
Yeah, it's not.
It doesn't make you hype. It's not sativa.
It doesn't make me hype, man.
It is an indica drug.
If I want to get hype, yo, you know, you're throwing Annie up.
Annie up. Smack that bitch. You be like, whoa, exactly. Damn. You think exactly. You cute, hoe? Take off them Gucci shades. Damn, Remy.
Exactly.
People was getting robbed in the club when that song came on. Remember?
Yo, chaos ensues.
Annie up. You think you cute, hoe? Take off them Gucci shades. Okay. That's true. Yeah, it does make you hot. Our generation. Yeah, I don't think there's ever going to be anything greater than that.
No, I have to agree with you 1,000% on that.
And I'm just thinking about the generations. I mean, you know, civil rights and, you know, Martin Luther King was all that. But we got KRS-One. You know what I'm
saying? Yeah, I don't know where you're going with that. I'm going to compare KRS-One to Martin Luther King Jr.
I mean, aside from the fact that he was like married to Miss Melody, and then, you know, that was like a weird thing. But I'm just saying, we were just so innovative. We're just
and
we won't leave. Like, we Jay-Z is like a 50-year-old man, and he's still the top rapper.
You think?
The best rapper alive.
You think so?
That's what he said on his song. He said it.
I mean, but that's not what I'm asking you. I said, you think so?
I mean, that's what he said. Jay-Z still makes me hype. Nah, he does. Like, he does. I like Drake. I like Kendrick Lamar. Jay-Z is still my go-to.
Okay.
Jay-Z.
Yo, ain't nothing wrong with that.
I mean, I was listening to Tupac for a long time, but like, I think he really died. I think Tupac really died. Because remember, he kept on dropping music and then he just stopped. I think he had a heart attack in Cuba because I think he really died. Because he didn't die in Vegas because he had 6 more albums. But and after that 6th album...
I mean...
You didn't think it was going to be like this, right?
No, I didn't think we'd ever go through a Pac drought, yo.
Yeah.
I'll be honest with you.
I was like, but you know what else I didn't think? I didn't think that a Puff Daddy was ever going to stop. When he said... I told you that I won't stop. I believed it. You know, I be believing black men when they be saying stuff to Tom. That's my problem. I be believing black men when they talk. I be hearing the God in them. And then I don't know. It be the fuck boy that be speaking. But I hear the God in y'all. He said I won't stop. And then you know who else I didn't think would ever stop? Murder, Inc.
Oh, God.
I was like, these niggas going to be everywhere forever?
No, you didn't believe
Murder, that. Inc. Had a good run. Are you kidding me?
And then it got destroyed by one man.
One man. But see, I've never really seen it done like that before because Jay-Z has tried to destroy a lot of individuals and they never quite die. So I didn't think that 50 Cent was going to be able to do that to Ja Rule. I didn't think that he was going to be able to do it because it was just such from a hate and negative place. But that's how 50 Cent came in.
Yes.
And he did destroy him. He did. Because he just made everything that he said sound whack. And it was dope. We was all rocking with it. That's how fickle fans are. Right? That was your shit 2 weeks ago. And now you're like, oh, why does nigga keep singing on a song? Because it's hip-hop and R&B.
I mean.
It's together. That's how, that's been, okay. I'm reloaded. Because Jay-Z tried to kill people a lot of times. He tried to kill T-Pain. He tried to, you know, he was like, what the fuck is 50 Cent? I'm about a dollar. And 50 Cent was like, okay.
Didn't happen.
I'm still going to get this paper, dog. I'm still going to get this paper. So, yeah, I thought I told you that we won't stop. I thought I told you that we won't
stop. You fucking with Jay's Basquiat look now?
But you know what? See, you know what it is, Kareem? Because you're versatile too, right? You have on the pink pants and then sometimes you look like a whole thug. And you be like, where my debit card? This nigga just came in here. Where is my purse? Passing my purse. Rachel, you see my purse? Passing. But
never. Never. I'm not a purse dude. I'm not a purse dude. Not at all.
No. So
no man bags here.
Let me see. It's because so many people have changed there. That the hood look is just, I don't know what happened. The dudes, their pants are tighter than mine. I mean, it's just what's happening now. I'm looking at their pants and his straight leg, and I'm like, this nigga got 13 size shoe. How did he fit his feet? You could tell he had to do it like a ballerina. He had to take his foot and like and do a point and then like put his pants up. Like, the fashion has changed. So his Basquiat look, I think that Beyonce is all into like Oshun and all that stuff now. So it just works. And he ain't got to get a haircut. You know, that's one less person. He got to make a millionaire because they got to travel around the country with them. You know, anybody that does anything for them has to be a millionaire because they have to sign that NDA.
Yes, that's true.
They have to sign that absolutely. NDA.
That's right.
And they got to be on call. So how am I liking Jay-Z's new look? He said, come on, let me coach you. Remember, he said, now I got on flip-flops, ducking raindrops. Come on, let me coach you. Remember that? He told you he was going to change his style. He said, so he just keeps on evolving. And I mean, he's a father of like four or five now, right?
Three?
There's only two.
You got twins and Blue Ivy. And then, you know, we don't know about the random kids.
Them random kids, people that better not say shit that sound that NDA. So let me see how I like it. I like it. It's all good. I mean, it's all good. I just dudes with tight pants on still like.
No, I can't rock with it.
No, that's because we come from that era. Because now it's different.
Everybody knows that, you know, if something were to happen to me and I was to meet my unfortunate demise, that I am supposed to be put in the casket with a sag in my pants.
With a sag, you don't want an Idris Elba suit. You don't want one of them tight European cut.
Nah, B. Sag in the pants for me. Yo. That's the way I'm going out.
It's going to be tight if Evan have anything to do with it. Oh, sorry. He's gonna be like, oh, my designer came in from Greece. He's here for one day out of 6 years. So I have to be there at 3 o'clock in the morning and we're going to wait. And then he's going to make him a custom shirt. And then... Wow. And you're gonna be sitting there looking stupid. You're gonna be pissed. And I'm gonna take a fitted and I'm gonna put it to the side and just put it on top of your head.
I appreciate that.
I'm gonna let you rock out.
That's my style right there. You know, I had a young dude in the hat store. You know, he hit me with some ageism. Because mm-hmm. I walked into a Lids or whatever, mm-hmm. and you know, we gave the head nod or whatever. Mm-hmm. And, you know, it was just me. So then he sparks up conversation and he was like, are you still rocking fitteds? Yeah, you got to be in your late 30s.
He said still. He used the word still. Yeah, he still slapped him. You know,
everybody rocks snapbacks now. So I dated myself, apparently.
Really? Because you still rocking fitteds? So did you feel bad when you bought another one?
Nah, not at all.
You didn't? You didn't feel bad? I would have been like, so what should I have gotten, young buck?
Fuck no. Why would I feel bad, yo?
You'd be like, y'all just trying to emulate us. Don't try to play. Y'all doing this. Our dance is just doing a little faster. You're doing the same shit we did. Like, stop.
Exactly. And the fact is, like, a fitted is like fucking like low. You know, it's Ralph. It's not going out of style.
It's not going out. It's not like a low life.
Not,
and y'all can never be low lives.
Baseball players wear them. So right. Fuck it.
Mm-hmm. Don't play us. Play Lotto. You got a better chance of winning. Remember we used to say shit like that?
Yes.
Play Lotto. You got a better chance of winning. Wait. My homeboy was like, yo, when a girl get a new wig, it's like she got a new fitted cap on. That's his joke. He's like, y'all aren't y'all back? Y'all think y'all better than people? You be like, wait. A dude with a new fitted, you think you all that, right? Get a haircut. But look, everybody humble now. Everybody humble now. Girls can't get their eyebrows done. Oh, you got a whole mustache. I didn't know that, Miss McLean. You got a whole mustache. Nose hairs growing out. We getting humble. We getting not Adam over there. So happy. Like, I'm looking good. I'm about to update my little profile. Right, he about to update his profile pic. He about to get a couple bitches. Look, he did. Oh, he did get a shaver. You give me a fade?
That doesn't mean he's the one that used it.
Yeah. Right? He just this is what he did. He just
Somebody else operated that shit. He Googled it.
His barber was like, you buy all the stuff. I'm going to come in with a hazmat suit on and I'm going to line you up. Yo, nobody's going to make any money anymore. People are going to be doing everything themselves. People are going to do everything themselves. But I know I'm not going to do these feet myself because I don't know what the hell. I don't know. You can't. Oh, God, I don't know what happened. I'm like, my toenails are hard. I used to be cute a week ago. Now I'm just waiting to get back in the chair. I told my barber I would drink some bleach. She was like, no, you do not need to drink bleach, nigga. I was like, I could gargle with it. I ain't going to swallow. I know how to not swallow.
Oh,
you know how many times I pretended?
Didn't we already learn from the Tide Pod Challenger? Don't ingest these stupid-ass chemicals.
We getting it anyway. The government's doing it to us. It keeps on snowing in April. It's not real snow. It's like that's like bleach deposits for. Did you see the airstrikes today? They were doing like a air show, not strikes. Sorry, guys, take that back. They were doing an air show. The fighter jets were in the sky. Did you know that?
Nah, man. Oh. I don't watch shit like that.
Oh, the chairman of my organization said, I was like, we can watch this. We need a distraction. No, my dude, we got a distraction.
It's called Netflix. It's called.
No, we got a distraction. We losing mad money. Like, I know you're not That's hurting. Cool. Most people watching their accounts go down like this. You told me to save. You told me to save America. You told me to save for retirement. You told me this shit. And now it's gone. How could this even be? How could this even be, America? Yeah. It's a different.
I mean, you know, it's all made up. You know, how the government just made up. You know, a couple $1 trillion to
cryptocurrency. They're like, oh, we just get more money. You'd be like, so where was that money before when my rent was backed up?
Or when we couldn't get reparations.
Yeah, where's the reparation money, right? Bernie Sanders like, let me just leave for these niggas that took them up. Bernie Sanders would be like, let me just leave. Excuse me for the N-word, guys. Bernie Sanders like, I'm not with the reparations. I don't even understand why people still like rocking with Bernie when he said that's ultimate. You said you were down with civil rights. So where's our reparations? Bernie was like, nah. So then you got trillions of dollars at this point. Wait, it's so bad. We get in so much stuff. You're like, America, you have all this stuff to give us. All of this stuff to give. Today, my Payflex sent an email and it was like, you could buy feminine products now with your Payflex. You could buy like all this shit. I was like, I could buy a morning after pill, but I can't fucking buy it. Hello, social distancing, 6 feet.
Unnecessary shit.
Now I can buy unnecessary shit. I'm just buying cold medicine, trying to sell it. I'm going to sell it on the street. I'm going to be selling DayQuil and NyQuil. You know what I'm saying? Like, what is happening? I'm just waiting for the government cheese. Remember the government cheese back in the day? I want a block of government cheese, America. Where's all our shit? Because you was able to give it back in the day. Everybody had government cheese. Where's that? I want some government cheese. I want some Spam. You're giving out this much money. Like, here's your stimulus. We're going to give you a little bit extra. You can pay it back. Maybe you don't have to. What? We can pay it back. Maybe we don't have to. So, America. Where was all this money before? Where was it? It's like you owed us all this money. You was like, I ain't got it. Yo, my dude, I know. It's fucked up. I would give it to you if I had it, but I don't have it. And now something else happened, and now you got it. And I'm sitting up there like,
they bad had it.
So you had it? I just want, could you just tell me this? You had it, and you just kept telling me no, so you made me think I was crazy, but you had it? Yeah,
I mean, when you can make shit up, you can always have stuff, you know?
It's like, I'm just make imaginary money. Cryptocurrency. I'm just going to make imaginary money. Damn. It's all a fuck. And there's nothing you can do about it. It's either you get down or you lay down. Like, it's a whole bunch of gangsters. And they like, you want to talk about it? What you saying? How many people listening to what you're saying? Okay, are you going to change anything? Can you change anything? No?
No.
Okay, so you're no threat. Stop talking. That's it. Is it like, that is some gangster shit. I'm going to take your stuff. I'm going to sell it back to you. And you go and buy it. And you go and buy it. And you better not act. And when you buy it, you better be smiling. I want you happy when you buy it. Because I don't want you thinking that trying to make me feel bad about doing what the hell I'm doing to you. Because I'm not going to feel bad. And if you try to make me feel bad, I'm going to make you feel bad. I'm going to make you feel bad for trying to make me feel bad. Like that. Follow that.
Reverse guilt trip.
Yeah, I've done that before.
It's all a Jedi mind trick, man.
And we all in it. We all in
That's right.
You ain't got no choice but to be in the Matrix. Talking about red, blue, or blue pill. You win
red
or you lose.
Red pill, blue pill, black pill.
You win or you lose. See, I always spit Jay-Z bars. I'm a big fan of Jay-Z. I am. I've seen like Jay-Z in concert like about 16 times probably. Anytime that Jay-Z's come to New York.
You get those tickets?
Mm-hmm.
Because they sell out like within a minute.
Yeah, but I got an Amex. Oh, never mind. Let me shut up.
Yeah. Don't divulge the secrets.
Right, because you know they give you the pre-sale.
Yes. I get those with Dave Chappelle tickets.
Yeah, you know, I have never seen Dave Chappelle live. You want to go together?
Yo, hell yeah. Next time, I'll put you on.
All right, because Dave Chappelle tickets is like $300.
Yo, this last joint that they filmed for Netflix,
the Block Party thing?
Nah. His last Netflix special.
Uh-huh. You went?
I went to that.
Oh, tell me about this. Comedy fans, come on, guys.
Went to this. Well, yo, I had a really, really good run in with Dave Chappelle. Yo, I got Evan. I got Dave to give Evan a wedding shout out.
Really?
You never saw that?
No.
Yeah, man. I was randomly in Tribeca. Well, I wasn't randomly. I worked down there. Mm-hmm. But I'm in Tribeca and, you know, I'm doing something. I was making a gift for Evan's wife.
Okay.
Because I was making a gift for Evan's wife and that should be self-explanatory to you. And so I'm running back and forth to the art store because I kept fucking up what I was doing.
Mm-hmm.
And on the way back, yo, he was just sitting outside at this bar, Belle Reve. It's on, I think it's Church.
Mm-hmm.
Church and Walker down in Tribeca. And, yo, me, I don't like to bother people. I'm a very, like, oh, that's, yo, what's up? Head nod. Uh-huh. Keep it moving. Because you know, these people are not cooler than me. They're not cooler than me. Nobody's fucking cooler than me.
Oh, that's how you feel?
That's how I feel. Yeah.
Yeah. Why right.
Nobody's cooler than me. So anyway. Mm-hmm. So I'm like, I'm that's not going to belittle myself to be a fanboy in front of anybody. Like,
even though that's your man's. That's your exactly. man's. You keep be like, pushing. We think alike. That's your man's.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But. Yeah, I had a moment of humility.
Mm-hmm.
And so I go up. I'm like, yo, Dave, my man is getting married next weekend. Can you give him a wedding shout? And so I'm about to film it. He's like, nah, nigga, you got to be in it too.
Oh, nice. So, oh, dope.
So I'm sitting there. I got the phone pointed at me. And he's in the back. And he's like, hey, Evan, Christina, good luck getting married. And then he makes this face like.
Like, I don't know, my name.
But exactly. Exactly. So, yeah, and then I told him I paid to come to a couple shows. Real chill dude. He is as personable and friendly as he claims he is.
Yeah, you could tell. He has never like bought into the whole Hollywood feel of it.
Yeah, nah, not at all.
The comedians, when they talk about him, they're like, yo, we were in the Boston Comedy Club and we were in this club. Because, you know, comedians, they just talk about, you know, comics. I miss the comedy scene so much. And they said, you know, we were talking about vagina and penis and jizz, stupid shit. He said he would be like, you know, yams. Yams are really a funny. Is it a fruit? You know what I'm trying to say? And it would be hilarious. They say he would be killing for like 30 minutes off yams. Like, that's what he would do. He would just take the most obscure topic and then pull his brain to another dimension with it. And he's trained like that at this point. And it's so dope. It's so dope.
Yo, it's crazy because, you know, if you watched, you know, his special when he got the Mark Twain Award.
I did. It was so dope. Oh, my God.
Yeah, man. It was great. Brenna but, was too. Yo, his thought process. Like, yo, he, like, does a 360 on how he thinks about something. He thinks around a topic and tries to hit it from every single angle and then sews it up together to just give you this awesome, hilarious presentation.
Okay, let's pray. Jesus, is there any way you can do that for me? Okay. I'm just saying, because it's true. It's a muscle. You have to pull your mind to a different way and a different place. And it just has to be about analyzing life. You have to just be a student of ingesting the information.
That's the beauty of this period right now, where everything
that's happening
being dead right now, is that people need to be more self-reflective. And just think, put the gadgets down. You don't have any place to go. You don't have to, do dinner. Just take some time and think and process stuff.
Just sit down. No, but sometimes it takes a long time. Because when you, so this is the thing, right? I meditate, right?
Okay.
And I journal. So what I've been doing lately is journaling, video journaling, right? So that I can kind of look back at that raw experience where I'm looking crazy or crying or just saying the real shit to myself. And, I'm not all that nice. You know what I'm saying? I don't have all my shit together. It's hard to just turn off the gadgets and really deal with you. That's a lot.
The earth is kind of being reset right now.
Mm-hmm.
And people's mindset on what is important, what you feel about your place in the world and how you connect to people are all being redefined
right
now. And, it's a shame if you don't take the time to do it. And the thing is that you don't have to be together because nobody's together at the end of the day.
Right. Even though we are one, that's what Bob Marley said. But it is true. You have to be introspective because once you do, then you bring a fullness to yourself, right? Just connection is not connection if you're not connected to you first, right? Because now we just got on airs. Everybody's pretending to be this thing that's fake. Everybody's pretending to be this thing that doesn't even really make sense. Everybody's standing behind their Louboutins and their, and their
Macallan
18, meet. You know what I'm saying? I'm better than you, Macallan 12, meet my dude. I'm coming in here, got a haircut definitely from a barber, but gonna pretend like I did it myself. I'm just gonna be better than you while you got a scarf on and Best Eye. I'm just saying. You know what I'm saying? Everybody else with hats and shit, I'm gonna just pretend like I'm not better than you, but you gonna look at me and you gonna know he got ready. I get it. But it's not about that. It's about us coming together and just being messy because life is messy.
Exactly.
God is like, this is how you really look. You be like, word? Damn, God, but I got a unibrow. That is not even right. that I know you say you don't make mistakes, but that got to be a mistake, God, because everybody else got two eyebrows and mine is one. Like that? Okay.
I mean, some people pluck excessively.
Yeah, but you can't really pluck that. Some people go get plucked. Now you got to pluck yourself. It's a lot. It's like chickens. People are plucking themselves. It's a lot.
Just throw some nair up there or something. Yeah,
it'll burn your face. I tried. You can't. You got to just leave it. You got to leave it until you can get back to the lady.
Yo, you should be able to use, For black dudes, generally, we can't get a close shave because, hair is curly and you get a whole bunch of ingrowns and then you end up with crunchy neck or whatever.
Yeah. I used to date this guy and that's all he wanted me to do is take a tweezer and just pull the hairs out.
Oh.
It was a lot.
Yeah, that's commitment right there.
I don't know why I did that. Okay.
But so my pops put me onto this Magic Shave.
Magic Shave?
Yeah, man. I mean, it's the equivalent of Nair. It smells like shit. he calls it shit shave. But yo, you like put it on and
it doesn't burn your skin.
You let it sit for like 30 seconds and then you use like a credit card, a knife or whatever, and you just swipe that shit off. And it doesn't burn when you're taking it off. But if you were to put anything on your skin after, like, within, like, 30 minutes, that shit hurts like hell.
Really?
It's awful. Oh, and it stinks.
But it does it. So wait. So once you put something else on, does it burn?
Because yes,
I like
it
pain.
Burns.
I like pain.
Like, you got to wait, like, a half hour before you can even throw the alcohol on.
You ever like, get burned by candle wax?
Yeah. Yes.
You like that feeling? That
no.
First sting? Okay. Something wrong with me. All right. They didn't hug me. They didn't hug me when I was growing up.
I don't like pain. Yeah.
You don't like pain?
I don't like pain.
You can tell I like pain for the people that I've dealt with in my life. Okay. Anyway, I must be addicted to it, but I'm coming out of it because you got to deal with yourself, right? Back to dealing with yourself. So you're totally self-accepting, which is so dope. You just make a statement about you and you just kind of roll with it. There's no indecisiveness about you. How did you come to be like that, or how did you come to be as a so solid in who you are?
A lot of rejection, a lot of fear, because I think fear motivates us, but it also keeps us in a particular place. Mm-hmm. And I'm not gonna sit here and say that I'm completely fearless. That's bullshit. But yeah, I'm comfortable with who I am, and like, everybody is messed up in some way, shape, or form.
Yeah.
And it's crazy because, like, you know, how I used to think about shit is like, all right, if this person is smarter than me, y'all got a better jump shot than that nigga. So, like,
right.
Fuck it.
It's
like,
even out.
Nice.
It's even
like,
out.
Can't
you
touch
me on this. You see your strengths. You look for your strengths.
Right. And so mm-hmm. if that next person got a better jumper than me, then it's like, yo, I can do a front flip. Like, you can't do that. You got two left feet. My running man is tighter than yours. Like, you know, just little shit to keep myself motivated and hyped. Mm-hmm. Now, every once in a while, you do come across that individual who has the total package. And you're just like, damn.
What appears to be the total package.
What appears to be the total package. Because mm-hmm. everything is surface level. Because, mm-hmm. you know, these people could be crying on the inside.
Most people are crying on the inside, actually.
Yeah. Like, yo, this shit is
good because some people are ugly when they cry. So do that shit on the inside.
This is gonna expose. Like, this whole quarantine is gonna expose a lot of stuff, and people are gonna actually have to really evaluate how strong they are as people.
Yeah.
Because you know what you talked about with the government, like, you know, stock market and everything going down. It's the same shit that happened with the depression. A whole bunch of people off themselves, yo.
Yeah, it's true. Because it ain't money, right? Like, oh, forget it. Just fuck it. Nah, I'm good. I'm gonna stay around, see what happens.
Yo, it's kind of like that Dave Chappelle sketch where he's talking about, you know, the dude who he grew up with, who went to law school, got involved with.
Oh, yeah. He didn't lead a girl. He said, leave her. Come back for later. Leave her for later on in life. You see how he sees life, right?
Oh, yeah. But I'm talking about the sketch where he was talking about, yo, he got up with the chick, ended up getting divorced, ended up having to move back.
We're talking about the same thing. And that guy didn't kill himself. But
About offing himself.
Uh-huh. But what did he say? The guy, what was his name? Andrew Bourdain. What's his name? I can't think of it.
Anthony Bourdain
offed himself. And he had a perfect life. Like, right. It's true. It's all about perspective. It's all about perspective. It's true. But you said that you make yourself feel like you tap into the things that feel good. I know, like, your job, what you do is so admirable or whatever. I know you get a lot of white women when you tell them that that's what you do, right? Because with the savior syndrome, you know, like, white women have savior syndrome and they be like, oh my God, you know what else he does? I have a lot of white girlfriends. They know. And I say it all the time. I be like, bitch, shut up. No, you know, black women are going to save the world. I know, bitch, we started it. Okay, never mind. Go ahead. Tell me those hookups. Let me.
Because I don't promote it.
You don't?
I don't promote it.
Because people like, yo, say that I work at the Innocence Project.
I don't throw this information out there like that. Yeah. Like, yo, when I present myself as me. I'm not about you know, what I do professionally or mm-hmm. whatever. Like, I would much rather connect with somebody on the things that I enjoy, because I can have much greater conversations than to sit here and say, like, because, yo, at the end of the day, I'm really a scientist.
Right.
And most people don't understand the shit that I'm talking about anyway.
Right.
Like, if I sit here and talk to you about the human genome and DNA and statistics and all that other shit, like,
let's go. Come on.
I mean, what do you want to know?
Don't put it back on me, because I don't know. You'll be like, wait a minute. No, come on. Like, let's talk about what you read about, what really interests you, what really, like, the scientists in you. Let's talk about them.
Well, again, being inquisitive, mm-hmm. being inquisitive and not necessarily just taking something at face value because somebody said it. You should always go and try to do your own research. Mm-hmm. So it could be as simple as, like, yo, listen to whatever song you want to. Let's say it's a hip hop track and it's a sample. And it's like, oh, that's from, you know, the Four Tops. Mm-hmm. I don't know if it's from the Four Tops. Let me go see if that's from the Four Tops.
Right.
Let me listen to the Four Tops and see if I can find that shit. Mm-hmm. Okay. You know, and then, oh, I'm a fan of the Four Tops afterwards because the music is dope. Or, you know.
Or why is COVID-19? Where it's 18, oh. 17, 16, 15, 14, 13, 12, 11, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. I'm trying to figure that out.
COVID-19 is COVID-19 because it was first discovered in 2019.
In 2019? There's no 18, 7. I think there is because.
There are other COVID strands.
Yeah, there has to be because Lysol says that they killed COVID. And I'm like, I had this Lysol can for 3 years right now, so.
But like, yo, let me ask you a question. Like, yo, when this whole shit popped off, the first thing that came to my mind was, yo, we didn't have winter. Like, it was really warm during the winter.
Right, we didn't have a snow day maybe twice.
Exactly.
Nothing.
And like, usually shit dies in the winter. Like, the winter is for death. Like, yo, it's supposed to cleanse.
Hibernation. It's for hibernation.
Right.
It's to settle everything down.
And like, yo, that's the thing about, you know, viruses and stuff like that. These single cell organisms that we don't see that are around us everywhere, they go through multiple life cycles within like weeks. And to us humans, like, you know, we're thinking in terms of years and aging, and, you know, they mutate at a much faster rate than we can anticipate.
So do we daily. We just
mutate, but it's like, yo, it's like, you know, somebody who goes outside and doesn't put sunblock on and gets burned. Mm-hmm. They do that shit for like 20 years. They develop cancer. You think about that 20-year progression that it took. Whereas, like, a virus, like, we're already talking about COVID has already mutated, you know, a couple times. And so our resistance might not be what we think it is.
Right. That's what they don't want to give you antibiotics.
It's happening much faster.
Yeah.
How we approach it and how we can react to it might be completely different. You know, if this second wave comes, like they say, it might come.
Yeah, well, now they're saying that so many people with the treatment getting strokes, the young people are getting strokes because the treatment, nobody really, well, I mean, how can you really do it? But strokes, like, damn, they dying on a table of heart attacks and stuff like that. They're like, no, it just attacked your lung. No, it's your other organs too. Well, wait a minute. That's not what you said before. So I shouldn't be social distancing. I can just go back to your car. Like, what are we talking about here? I can go hook up with somebody. What is happening? Can I go to more than, so then open up Bergdorf. I'm just saying. So no shoes. Like, what the fuck is happening? If it's not what you said, then what is it? You don't know? Just say my bad. I don't know. We don't know, my dude. Don't have a press conference every day and a Zoom meeting every other week. And we don't know. You know what I mean? We just need to keep on talking, communicating. No, we got to stop communicating. We need to chill. We need to go breathe somewhere.
Well, I mean, that's the shit that they do, man. They keep you scared. Fear.
That's what insurance is. They were like, you know, your whole family could die, but they could not too. You know what I mean?
Exactly.
They can live. They can live exactly. And I still have a couple dollars. But if
you know, I could also walk down the steps and fall. Like, it's a whole bunch of shit.
That could still happen. It's exposing time. It's an exposing time because I know a lot of my little girlfriends, and you know, they had like boyfriends, but they ain't got them no more because they had to go back home to their wife. I was like, wait, where's Ray Ray? I thought that y'all was in love. This nigga ain't even answering my phone call. I don't understand what happened. Single girls are really single now. You're really single. You're going to rethink that shit. Now you just want somebody to help carry these waters inside. You be like, I need somebody to lift something. You know how heavy a goddamn case of Avion water is? It's a lot. It's heavy. I'm not going to be a superhero anymore. Oh, that's crazy. It's crazy. You got to raise your kids. You got to homeschool them.
Yo, that's the shit that like I've been thinking about because I just get on these random. I just have random thoughts that pop into my head throughout the course of the day, and I mean, I'm very grateful for it. But like my thing right now is on the use of the word hero.
All right,
and how hero is just overused. Like people do heroic shit. People do heroic shit
in fight or flight. Most of them don't do it on purpose.
Not even. Like, people do heroic shit every day, but that doesn't make them a hero necessarily.
Right. It's just being human. You just make a choice. Your choice was to do X or Y.
Right. And, you know, to kind of go full circle, it's kind of like where the conversation started is kind of like with how police officers are heroes. And that's why, like, they can do no wrong in the eyes of in certain people's eyes.
Right, because they do a job that people don't want to, would be afraid to do.
Nah, a whole bunch of people want to do that shit. They reject a lot of people who take that fucking test.
It's true.
A lot of black people got fucking rejected.
Well, when black people start getting that job, they was like, y'all need an associate's degree. You be like, wait. Wait a minute, why I need an associate's degree?
Yo, even the people I know who had associate's degrees, they could never pass the psych evaluation.
The psych, they can't, nah, y'all crazy. You be like, no, we not. No, we are not crazy.
But they psych take evaluation. A white dude who's fucking like burning his cat and like, you know, want to shoot dogs and shit.
But
like,
nobody knows about that because what happens is they have like a mom that makes sure that none of that stuff is written down in the school notes. They're like, let me see his report. Do you know that you can do that? You can look through your kid's report and take stuff out? I did not know. I did it let me shut up. You could do that because
put yourself in Aunt Becky status.
Yeah. But you could do that. That's totally legal. It's totally legal. These kids jotting down stuff. Oh, I think Ray Ray need Ritalin. Take it out his folder because they not giving him no more Ritalin in junior high school. It's finished. You just gotta assert your privilege.
Like, all right, I'm just making sure you don't end up like Aunt Becky and her husband trying to get their kids into USC.
I don't have that kind of dough, though. I don't got that kind of dough. So you got to come to the table with a couple dollars before, you know, before something can happen. They be like, what you talking about here? What we talking about? You see, I'm saying I'm getting down. I'm like, what you want to do? What you going to do? Capitalism? I'm with it. I'm going to wear a red dress to the Christmas party because I want y'all to know what side I'm on. Fucking with y'all can't get y'all economics together, black people. You think I'm gonna just keep riding with y'all? Sound crazy. Y'all niggas don't know how to keep your money in a doggone community for 30 minutes. Are you kidding me? I'm messing with y'all. I'm sorry, I'm just joking. Follow me on social media, Onika.McLean. It's comedy. Dave Chappelle. Yo, we covered a lot of stuff today.
Indeed, man.
This is dope. See, I told y'all Kareem was going to be an amazing interview. I was like, Kareem.
Don't oversell me.
No, somebody this is dope. This thing is lame. No, they are not going to say this is lame. Wait, Adam, is this lame? Adam has been with me for a while. Is this lame? He just mad because I keep talking about his haircut. Oh, flattered. He like, I'm about to do, he said, I'm coming. He said, next time I come to people's house, I'm going to do a podcast and then I'm going to line them up. And then I'm like, you owe me this for the music and the audio lays, but then you owe me another $30 for that Dark Caesar. You got to give me a Dark Caesar. This has been amazing.
Yo, this has been dope, man. Like, I mean, this is obviously your platform, and I don't want to tell you what to do on your platform.
But yeah, is he about to tell me what to do on my platform?
Exactly. You know
this,
that.
This that's mansplaining. Always like what somebody says. Always mansplaining. No, I don't want to tell you how to do it, but then they would go and they disrespect you.
Exactly.
Or respect dude.
But yo, I don't know if you heard about a couple years ago how this dude who was working at McDonald's was throwing his mixtape in like all the bags. It was his mixtape was called Tales of a Real Nigga, yo.
Oh God, that sounds good.
So I would like you to call this episode Tales of an Average Nigga.
Tales of an Average Nigga. But you're not average. That's the thing. Okay, well I'll call it Tales of Average Dude. I'm going to call that Tales of an Average Dude because I want to get picked up and get some sponsorship. You know what I'm saying?
Of course.
Yo, this is so dope. You got to come back again.
Oh, yeah, man. Yo, I could definitely. We got a lot of things to talk about.
Yeah, because we didn't talk about you and dating, right?
We didn't talk about me and dating. We didn't talk about me and my relationship with OJ's lawyers. You know, there's a whole bunch of stuff.
OJ's lawyers?
Yeah, you know, that's who I work with. Mm. So, my shit got to be sharp. When dealing with the people who got the juice off.
Got the juice off. OJ. Okay. That's crazy. Every time I hear OJ, I'll be like, in my brain, I'll be like, okay. Oh, my God. I want to keep talking to you, but I can't. We got to close this shit up. So before we end this episode, is there anything that you want to say to our listeners?
Yo, support Onika. She's out here grinding. She's a great comic, great individual. She's messy, but who ain't? Fuck you. We all are.
I'm messy?
You said it. I'm just quoting you, yo.
Oh, I am messy. But it works. It just works for me.
We all are, though.
I got to a point in this little existence that I'm like, I'm going to just do me, yo.
That's what's up, man.
I'm going to just do me, and you do you, and I'm accepted. And we're just going to rock out.
Indeed.
Thank you guys for listening. This has been With Me Tonight. With Me Tonight was Kareem. I hope you enjoyed it. Good night.